Governor Rick Scott touted Florida's improving economy in his fourth State of the State address, which also made a case for re-election as much as it laid out his plan for the final year of his first term. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Sergeant Severance, you are recognized, sir.
Mr. President, the governor of the great state of Florida.
Let the governor be received.
Any doubts that the 30-minute speech would also serve as the unofficial kickoff to Governor Scott's re-election bid were dispelled right out of the gate. The Republican referred to the economy under predecessor Charlie Crist without mentioning the former Republican who's now running for governor as a Democrat.
Florida was in a hole. Unemployment was above 11%. More than 1 million people in Florida were out of work. Our debt had ballooned to over $28 billion. The year was 2010. Some say these statistics were because of a global recession, that anyone would have just been a victim of the times. I disagree.
Scott then discussed Florida's improving employment picture and took credit for making the state more business-friendly by cutting regulations and lowering taxes.
We're one of only a few states that had seen its unemployment start above the national average 3 years ago to go below the national average in unemployment. And unlike the previous administration, which lost almost 1 million jobs, we have added almost a 500,000 jobs in 3 years.
The governor then turned to his wish list for the 2014 legislative session. His top priority is cutting taxes and fees by another $500 million.
As I tell the hardworking people of Florida as I travel the state, we want you to keep more of the money you earn because it's your money. Working together, we have made Florida not just a destination for tourists, but a destination for opportunity.
In education, the governor was of two minds. He proposes to invest record amounts in K-12.
With your support, this budget will invest a total of $18.8 billion in education, the highest in Florida history. This record investment builds on our previous budgets, which invested an additional $1 billion 2 years in a row in K-12 education.
But Scott said he's committed to holding the line on college tuition and reiterating his call to keep higher education costs low. He's recommending $80 million for colleges and called for a change on how they're funded.
Last year, I vetoed a tuition increase that would have taken a total of $42 million from Florida families. And this year, with your help, we want to get rid of the 15% increase and inflationary increase on tuition. Undoing these 2007 and 2000 laws is another way we can keep higher education affordable and accessible.
The governor also expressed pride in a program he backed in which all of Florida's four-year state colleges now offer bachelor's degrees for only $10,000. Delivering the Democratic response were two lawmakers from Fort Lauderdale. Senator Chris Smith touched not so much on what the governor said, but what he didn't say.
Young people are out in the halls today asking the governor to address things like Stand Your Ground and other public safety concerns, thus making them not feel as safe in Florida as they should.
Other topics Smith says were bypassed by the governor include stemming Florida's prison population, infrastructure spending in public education, job creation in some of the smaller counties, and expansion of Medicaid.
We have a million Floridians without adequate health care. We're sending as Floridians billions of dollars to Washington just to watch those dollars go all around the nation and not come back to Florida. Over $50 billion that we do not bring back to Florida because of the refusal to expand Medicaid.
House Minority Leader Perry Thurston said one of the session's most important issues is the plight of the state's workforce. He's calling for a raise in Florida's minimum wage to at least the proposed federal level of $10.10 per hour.
Because raising Floridians' wages is good for business and good for our economy. Doing so reduces turnover, it boosts productivity, and it gives folks more money to spend at local businesses.
Thurston says the state must do better, and it can begin by voters replacing the current leadership in Tallahassee. As an example, he points to the battleground that is education.
Governor Scott and the Republican-run legislature slashed more than $1 billion in funding from Florida schools. They've also made cuts to Bright Future scholarships that students need to attain a college education. Rick Scott's election year promises aren't in keeping with the way he's governed. He's attacked teachers and raided public school funding.
The 60-day legislative session's expected to cover everything, as many have been saying, from guns to gambling. Among the higher profile measures, private school vouchers, restricting retirement benefits for future public employees, incentives for military veterans, and tougher laws for sexual offenders. One issue that will not be considered is any change in Florida's Stand Your Ground law. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.